The Concorde has left the tarmac, and $30 million to reunite? Details coming up on Artie's Time Warp in January of 76.
Saturday night, Saturday night, aye, aye, aye.
Hi, my name is Artemis Good, and it's great to have you along for another edition of Artie's Time Warp. There are a whole slew of new LPs at the record store in January of 76. Peter Frampton releases what will become the biggest selling album of the year, Frampton Comes Alive. Willie Nelson, Journey, Grand Funk Railroad, and Creedence Clearwater Revival are sporting their latest albums, and Barry White releases his Let the Music Play LP. And here's the title track.
I've been out here walking and talking to myself for about 4 hours now. Love is really a hurting thing.
Hey, man, what's happening?
Hey, brother, what's going on? All right. He's got his woman over there.
Yeah, how's he doing? Okay?
But my eyes at home. What time is it? Damn, man, it's 12:45. I think I'm gonna walk up here and see what's going on up here at this discotheque. There's always something going on in there. What becomes of a broken heart? Oh, baby. Oh, this looks like the place. Everybody's going in and step on up here. One ticket, please. Lord, I must say everybody's here. Hey, what's going on, man?
Yeah. She's at home.
Yeah, she's at home. Yeah, she's at home.
Dance.
Let
the music play.
Let's take a look at TV on Thursday nights in January of 76. The ratings leader is The Waltons, leading off primetime on CBS, followed by Hawaii Five-0 and Barnaby Jones. NBC can't find its mojo, and everything on their latest Thursday night schedule will be canceled within a few months. Most of it already is. Meanwhile, ABC offers Barney Miller, Welcome Back Cotter, Harry O, and The Streets of San Francisco, a Quinn Martin production. And here's the hard-hitting theme song. Stay tuned, my musical family, as Artie's Time Warp continues in January of 1976.